We were talking this morning at the start of the programme about two people who will be allowed to run for Kerry County Council. There had been a question over that, courtesy of a department in circular. We're going to talk now about a man who is running for the first time. We're talking about a man who's running for Fianna Fáil in the Listowel Municipal District. He's Michael Lean from Ballyhaig. Michael, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us in the programme.
Good morning to you, Jerry, and good morning to your listeners, and thanks very much for inviting me in.
Okay, tell me a bit about yourself and why you decided to put yourself forward. You were selected to run by Fianna Fáil. Why are you running for local politics?
I have been involved in the Fianna Fáil party for a long time. I'm a lifelong supporter. I have assisted Fianna Fáil candidates at local and national elections. I work with Noel Brassel, John Brassel, John Lucid for all their election campaigns. And now that the two Johns have retired from politics, I took the opportunity to put my name forward because I realised the needs for a council in the hurling areas of North Kerry, be it Ballyhaig, Bayduff, Causeway, Kinwiley, Abbydoney, Kilflin, Hartford and Lixnaw. We have no representative in this area for the past 5 years, and now that Aoife Taunton is retired, there will be no voice at all at the table in Kerry County Council, shouting for our local issues. I'd like to pay a tribute to Aoife and wish her well in her retirement.
And that is part of it, I suppose, as to what the gap you're looking to fill. What would you see as the major issues, Michael?
The major issues, like Jerry, are the roads. I've been canvassing with the last 2 months, and everyone has the same issues. Let it be in, like I said, the areas of Ballyhaig, Bayduff, Causeway, Kinwiley, Abbydoney, Kilflin, Hartford and Lixnaw. The priorities are the same. Every area, whether it's like I've said, roads, planning, our sons and daughters, services for our villages, support for agriculture, ensuring the elderly, the vulnerable groups in our communities, and also supporting the promotion of sport developments and sports facilities for our youth.
Yeah. Mike, you run Kirby's Pub in Ballyhaig.
That's correct.
You must know what it's like to run a small business and the pressures that are there, the increasing cost of doing business.
I do, Jerry, and like you had spoken there earlier this morning about insurance, all our problems, we have insurance problems ourselves. We have issues with rates now. I got a rates thing out myself, and I'm waiting for it to... I have sent off my money to be revised and see what is the story.
You put an appeal in?
I did. I put an appeal in, Jerry, and I have put two appeals in because I have a takeaway as well alongside my my bar, which was rated now as well. Before, it was part of all the one building, and now they have issued that with a rating as well.
Yeah, and that's hitting businesses at the time. Look, some have come down, some have gone up as well, and you would want an efficient rates process there for that, because between that and the cost of wages, the minimum wage, other things like that, what do you say to those who say, look, Fianna Fáil are part of this government, that they're part of the problem? They're putting too much pressure on small businesses. What can you do to change that if you're elected?
Well, like Jerry, I am a businessman, and I will hope to keep the local issues and go into Kerry County Council and fight for my local businesses, small businesses and everything. And the rates is a vital... it's too expensive, and I believe that we should all get a fair trial. We are living in like local communities, like I said, in the villages of North Kerry, and our business is not as city businesses, and we, like my pub businesses now at the moment, is gone back to opening at 4 to 5 o'clock in the evening, where one time I was opening 10:30 in the morning. And yeah, now when I do open at 5 o'clock in the evening, I'm closed again at 10 o'clock at night. You know,
and the business just isn't there the way it used to be.
And the facilities aren't there. The buses aren't there to carry people home. There's drink driving, and people need to get access to get to the village, to get home. And it's not good for old people that they can't get out of their houses and get home. You know, they're at home sitting alone, and it's not good. I know COVID wasn't good for people either,
yeah,
but we have to get back to reality again, hopefully. And I think the government did a great job in COVID, and so on, and you know, it did look after small businesses and all our businesses and kept us open, you know. And COVID is it's still in the minds of people. They're afraid, but we have to get out and move on.
And you have to get the encouragement there for the social interaction to bring them in from the countryside to, you know, villages like Ballyhaig,
yes,
to try and get them back out there using the businesses and using the services.
That's correct, Charlie. You know, we have a service, but I don't think the service is good enough yet at the moment. But there is a bus going from Tabor to Tralee. It passes through Ballyhig and all the surrounding areas by Duff, Coswick, Kinwiley, Abidoney, Kilflin and Artford. But we need kind of more of a community regular service.
Yeah, okay. Michael, how competitive is it going to be? How confident are you or otherwise of winning, I suppose, back a seat for the area you're talking about there, the Ballyhig area, if we can call it that, the wide area from the seat that was lost under John Lucid?
Well, we have Norman for the past 5 years, and I am being campaigning with the last 2 months.
But you mentioned Aoife Thornton there. That does change the electoral map to an extent. We still don't know if Fine Gael are going to run to replace her. Do you see yourself as having a good chance?
Well, I believe, like, I am a local person. I believe that the people need a local representative on the ground. I believe I am the person to do that. Like I said, we have no representatives for the past 5 years, and without a councillor in our area, we have no allocation of money. And without allocation of money, which most councillors are entitled to locally, of £30,000, you can spread that around and say you would put £1,000 to this area, and then the council, you make the council do the job, and the council has to finish the job. Where now we have no voice, like I said, at the table from North Kerry in Kerry County Council. And people, I've gone around, and their roads are treacherous. Some of them are, they're like, what do you call it, a third world country. And people, like, you know, they need, there's no good putting tarmac at them in these roads. And there is hopefully coming out there now next for the rural roads scheme next year. There's another scheme starting, and I hope that the grants will be coming there for the local road schemes, and if you are entitled, as far as I know, I'm not in the county council yet, but I hope to get in there and find out and fight my corner for the people of North Kerry and the Holland area.
All right, Michael, listen, we'll leave it there. That's Michael Lean there, Fianna Fáil candidate for Ballyhig. If you have a view on what he had to say about those issues, particularly that social issue of trying to get people out from behind their houses or from inside their houses into rural areas to use those services, we want to hear from you on the programme.
Sorry, Jerry.
Yes, Michael, finally.
I have a launch night there tonight, and
yes,
I'd like to invite...
apologies, I meant to mention that.
I have a launch night there tonight in my KL Lounge, Ballyhig, at 8:30. I've guest speakers Billy Kelleher, MEP, Senators Nate O'Sullivan, Senators Mark Daly, Councillor Jimmy Maloney, and I have received apologies from Minister Norma Foley, who is engaged in the teacher conference union meetings.
That's right.
And I would like to invite everyone, friends, neighbours, to my launch tonight, and see you all at Kirby's Bar at 8:30.
At 8:30 tonight.